Well, good day, everyone, everywhere, and special greetings to all those seated in heavenly places in Jesus, our Messiah. The name of this broadcast is Cross the Border, and this is our weekly prophecy reality edition. The studio cam is on, and it's a whole new papal new year. And it is the papal new year because we are the entire world, practically speaking, is under the Gregorian calendar. That is the papal calendar. So if you believe in that kind of stuff, Happy New Year, huh? Really? Well, just another day for me. Actually, it's January 2nd, 2019. We expected some things to happen last year. Or at least it was a target year for the shadow government. Well, let's call it the shadow government. And we've talked about a lot about the Mark of the Beast being introduced during the year 2018. That was their target date anyway from an article they wrote. And I wrote about that article in my book, my 2014 book, The Rapture Will Be Canceled. There's a chapter in there called The Mark of the Beast. And, well, things are still pretty much on target. It was a target date. Didn't mean they were going to hit it exactly, but they're pretty close. And I think that within a few years, you can see it now. For instance, I went out and bought a new battery for my tractor here. And it was 4 years ago that I bought a battery for this tractor. 4 years ago, I paid $60 for that battery. Yesterday, I paid $105 for the exact same battery. So I think they're starting to lose control over the inflation thing. I know the official inflation rate is like 3%. But if that's 3%, how come I just paid 60% more, even over 4 years, 3% compounded, that's not 3%, because that would still not add up to, you know, if you compound 3% over 4 years, no price should go from $60 to $100. Yeah. So inflation is really starting to kick in, and everybody knows it. I mean, you go out and buy materials, building materials, and just paint, anything you buy is almost double what it was, you know, any time from 4 to 10 years ago. So I think that the inflation thing is, and it the more they keep printing money, the more this is going to escalate and compound on us. So what this means to me is that they are getting nearer their date when they're going to when the U.S. dollar, which is the world reserve currency of today, when it does fail, and fail it will. And it's a planned failure. It's just maybe not happening as fast as the shadow government, which the shadow government, by the way, works for the Antichrist. So the shadow government, they've had their plan in place. Everything is on track. Everything is ready. All they need is for the world reserve currency to fail. Because when the world reserve currency fails, then all of the other currencies of the world fail with it. And that's when the shadow government, through the shadow government bankers, will be able to get what they've wanted all along. What Satan, what their king Satan. See, for God's people, for the kingdom of God, we have a king, and his name is Jesus. And the world out there of the Antichrist and the shadow government, they have a king too, and their king is Satan, Lucifer. Yeah. So the shadow government works for the Antichrist, and the Antichrist wants total control of the world's monetary system. And so it will be coming within the next few years, at least. I predicted by 2020 myself. So we'll see. It could go on to 2030. Who knows? You know, the Almighty may confound them because they have set things in motion that are so big that they can't really control them themselves. But, you know, if things don't go according to plan, perhaps they'll pull some worldwide disaster or conflagration out of their hat, as they've done in the past. And when they introduce their one-world monetary system, then it will be the biblical foretold mark of the beast. And they will require everyone to worship the beast or its image or the name of the beast, somehow to worship the beast and its image and to serve the Antichrist. Most Christians in America and probably worldwide today, they don't believe the Antichrist even exists. Now, if you were the Antichrist and you knew that you were identified by God's people to being the Antichrist, you would do everything in your power to overthrow that belief. Even though you were outed, say, 500, 600, 700 years ago, definitely for the whole world to see who you were, that you were the Antichrist. Of course, does the Antichrist know? Does he believe he is the Antichrist? Yeah. That's a good question. Or is he deceived into thinking that he is the true vicar of Christ or of God on earth? We wonder about that. Now, a lot of people are seeing the title of this broadcast for the day, The Shadow Government Works for the Antichrist. So it's Federal Reserve Coup or Antichrist Takeover of the U.S. Treasury. And this was my topic in October 10th when I published that. And this guy puts a comment here. He says, the Antichrist will come from a revived Roman Empire. He must have been reading The Late Great Planet Earth or one of those books that held out this theory of a revived Roman Empire. See, these people know nothing about history at all. Absolutely nothing. And supposedly a Christian, he believes this dispensational rapture eschatology. And so that's where he gets this, that it will come from a revived Roman Empire. Well, the Roman Empire never went away, according to Bible prophecy. Now, forms of the Roman Empire passed away. The pagan Roman Empire was the first to go. And then there was the Christian Roman Empire that rose under Constantine, right? And then when the Constantinian Roman Empire was abolished, and the Roman Empire was split into 10 parts or 10 heads, as you see from the 10 horns, that's really the horns of power, but still under the 7 heads that the Roman Empire rose up with. See? Now I'm going back to, you know, I get my interpretation of prophecy from the scripture itself. So I'm going back to, of course, Daniel chapter 2. We always have to go back to Daniel chapter 2 if we're going to understand Bible prophecy. Okay? And what the Roman Empire is. When the Roman Empire rose up, it had 7 heads. And as you move forward on the beast from the body to the heads, it had 7 heads and then 10 horns. And it was divided in 10. And then the Antichrist rose up, as predicted by Paul and the early church fathers who confirmed this belief by telling us what Paul meant when he said, because there were things he didn't write. He couldn't write when the Roman Empire divides into, is split up into 10, then an Antichrist, you know, because then the Roman Empire would come after them as subversives. So, but he says, don't you remember that I told you this when I was with you? So he told them things, and he was reminding them there in 2 Thessalonians of what he told them in person by alluding to it in somewhat cryptic language when he was talking about the rise of the man of sin and the great apostasy. And this great apostasy and this man of sin rose up about the time of the overthrow of the Constantinian Roman Empire, and a new Roman Empire was born. And that Roman Empire was under the papacy. See, the Roman Empire didn't go away. It was there all along. It was ruled under the papacy for 1260 years until it was punished and broken up, as again foretold in prophecy, after 1260 years. So, under the Antichrist reign. The Antichrist is still alive and well on the earth. So, there is no revived Roman Empire coming. Okay? It's just not going to come. It's already here. And it's been here all along. It wasn't revived. It has just changed the form. The Roman Empire has changed form as predicted in Daniel chapter 2 and other supporting prophecies throughout the scripture. So the Roman Empire is not going to be revived. And he goes, it has not been revealed. My commentator on my video here, and that's what he says. So total, no understanding whatsoever of what actual prophecy says about the Roman Empire. But a great understanding of books like The Late Great Planet Earth and other dispensational rapture eschatology. So, and the Antichrist loves this because it's the Antichrist that has put forward this theory, and it has been built upon by his coadjutors to his Counter-Reformation army. And his Counter-Reformation army is the shadow government. Now, you know, I like these science fiction series on TV. Like, they have one, I think it's on NBC or CBS, one of those things. And it's called Timeless. These guys are traveling through time in a time machine and visiting certain key moments in history. And they're chasing down a group, a shadow government group, and they call it Rittenhouse. Well, their Rittenhouse is nothing compared to the true shadow government that is out there today. Because these people, I mean, we have a whole treatise here, several treatises, but one I've been looking at recently, there's a chapter, or a book, I should say, Book 15, The Jesuits in the History of Protestantism, by a J.A. Wiley. And I'm just reading through this, and I'm reading, you know, if I change the names, I could publish this, and people would read all about the shadow government and how it works, and they would go, yeah, you know, this is what's going on. Yeah, this is what all of these conspiracy theory series that are on, and there's a whole bunch of them. I just named one of them. There are a good number of other ones, and they're great entertainment because there's so much truth in them, and we can identify with them. And we're hearing a lot about, in alternative news and even in mainstream news, about the shadow government, New World Order. Of course, George Bush introduced the world to that term, the big idea, a New World Order. And this is what the shadow government is after. For their king, you know, for their king, Satan. Lucifer, that's their true king. That's their king of kings and their lord of lords. And in the temporal realm, they have it. They definitely have it in the temporal realm. Speaking of time travel, because they're trapped in time. You know, I thank God when I watch things like this that God has closed off time travel for the human race, for mankind. We can only move in one direction in time, and that is forward 1 second, microsecond, 1 minute, 1 hour, 1 day, 1 year at a time. We can only move forward moment by moment, and that's the only way we can travel in time. because we're not going to go back and change anything. And so I can thank God that he has placed that limitation upon men. God has already created the entirety of this temporal realm that we live in, with the time limit set from the beginning to the end. And he wrote about it. It's in the book, man, in the Bible. And you can read about it from Genesis, where the temporal realm begins, that we know of as time, or the time-space continuum, begins in the book of Genesis. And of course, we find the end in the book of Revelation. You know, there is no other book like this on the entire planet, but nobody wants to read it because, of course, the Antichrist and his shadow government do not want you to understand it. I don't think they really understand it themselves, because their eyes have been blinded by the one that they serve, you know, by the darkness of the kingdom that they reside in under their king, Lucifer, whose name means light bearer, but his light is darkness. So the shadow government is real. The Antichrist is alive and well. And the Antichrist is a seat. It is a place, like the President of the United States. That we always have a President of the United States, probably until Christ comes. At least from Bible prophecy, I don't see any change in America from its beginning to its end. And its end is not really discussed. It's just a brief description, mentions of the United States of America as the second beast of Revelation chapter 13. And that's it. It rises up, you know, it has two horns like a lamb and speaks as a dragon. It doesn't start with one horn, and the one being plucked up and being supplanted by the other. So it seems that this duality is consistent throughout the life of this final, last enumerated beast. It's not the final standing beast, of course, because we have it standing up beside and helping the Roman Empire. Okay, speaking of the Roman Empire, that's where we began. The Roman Empire is the government, but the shadow government is the one that's hidden from view. But working in plain sight, and you know, I've written about that, and I have one of the most popular posts on my website is The Empire of the City, the Unholy Trinity that rules the world. It's just a really brief overview of the implemented shadow government. And I know that Tom Fress has covered similar things by J.A. Wiley on the shadow government. Yes, they're not written house. Not by a long shot. They are called the Society of Jesus. See, because Jesus is the real king. And these are counterfeit. They are a counterfeit Society of Jesus. They took the name because they understand from Scripture that Jesus is the King of Kings, except they haven't met Jesus. They've met someone masquerading as Jesus. They've met a false Jesus. And I guess some of them in the higher realms probably know that they serve Satan and Lucifer. But they deceive many by their quaint sounding name, the Society of Jesus. Many people call them the Jesuits, but they are the shadow government. And I think in my next hour here, I'm going to share with you that book on the Jesuits, or the shadow government that works for the Antichrist. And you know, it's really neat now, because the Jesuits are one order of anti-Christendom, of many orders. There's Franciscans, and they have all these other orders and have different names for them. And the Jesuits being one of the final and last ones that rose up. But they are an army. They are a counter-reformation army. And actually what they are is they are counter the truth. And they do work in the shadows. And they have come up with a plan. And they put this plan into motion. And when you read about this plan, you'll see the Spirit will bear witness with your spirit that it is true, that the plan is true, because you see that the plan has been implemented. And if you carefully look, you are able to discern this plan in action about you. And then you realize, really, there's nothing you can do about the plan. They have the temporal realm. We have the eternal. And that's their great mistake. They are deceived. But they have the temporal realm. We have the eternal. And we must keep our eyes fixed on the prize. Well, I'll be back in a few minutes. We'll discuss this more. Don't go anywhere.
The book of Revelation says, "The spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ." This is at the very heart of FirstAmendmentRadio.com. In that spirit, we have created the Prophecy Reality News app for all of your mobile devices, streaming First Amendment Radio 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, available for your Apple, Android device, and smartphone absolutely free. Get the Prophecy Reality News app installed today so you can listen to First Amendment Radio wherever you are. The Prophecy Reality News app. Get it now.
Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of Nicholas Arthur's new book titled When the Third Temple is Built. That's crosstheborder.org. When it comes to prophecy today, much of the evangelical Christian world has their eyes on Israel, waiting and watching to see when the third temple will begin to be built. The plans are drawn, the Jewish people are eager. Most evangelical Christians today believe that the rapture will happen before the third temple is built. Hi, I'm Michael Eugene. I was taught that Daniel's 70th week was in the future. Is that really what the Bible teaches? Have we searched the scriptures and found this to be true? Why is it so important for a reestablished Israel to build a third temple in Jerusalem? Is it necessary to build a temple on the same location already occupied by the Dome of the Rock? Is it necessary for sacrifices to take place in the temple on Temple Mount? Is there really a rapture followed by 7 years of tribulation? What is the New Testament temple? Can we identify history and prophecy? Who is the first beast in Revelation chapter 13? Who are the seven kings in Revelation 17? I have asked all these questions, and I have found Nicholas Arthur's new book, When the Third Temple is Built, answers all these questions and more using Scripture to interpret Scripture. The Bible says that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. Nicholas shows us in his new book, When the Third Temple is Built, how the Bible interprets prophecy and not man's private interpretation. Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of Nicholas Arthur's new book titled When the Third Temple is Built. That's crosstheborder.org.
First Amendment Radio for the Papal New Year 2019 is not going anywhere. At least, not yet. We're barely getting by financially speaking, but I really don't have anything else to do. I'm too old to go out there and compete with all the young carpenters out there in the building trades, and not a whole lot of building going on, except up where they burnt all those houses to the ground. So, I mean, if someone wants, if you got a carpenter, you're in construction, that's the place to go. Like, you know, you better take something to live in with you, if you're going to go up there and help them rebuild after the fires up there. Yeah. So, probably a housing shortage in Northern California right now. But like I said, I'm not going to go out there and compete with all these young guys. It was hard enough competing when I was a young guy. With all the other carpenters out there. Yeah. Anyway, we've been talking about the shadow government works for the Antichrist. And the Antichrist is alive and well. And a lot of people don't believe me. So I wrote a book for dispensational futurists. And this book is called When the Third Temple is Built. Now, this is because I wrote this book for them. This is just a pocket book here. And it comes in a trade publication edition. You get this pocket book on my Lulu site for like $10, you know, for a little pocket book. That's cheap today, you know. Consider I just paid $100 for a $60 battery. Everything's going up. Food, everything. It's just amazing to me that I used to put 10 things in my cart and my bill would come to $20 or $25 for the same 10 items. Now I go in there and put 10 things in my cart and it's $200. What? Seriously, man. This is crazy. But anyway, I wrote this book for When the Third Temple is Built. But if you've read this and you understand it, like some of the folks that have listened to this broadcast come to understand, you can get a copy of this free. I want you to have it for free. If you're not a believer in that the Antichrist is alive and well, and that the shadow government works for the Antichrist today, he works for the Antichrist. The shadow government has worked for the Antichrist for 500 years. It was really about 500 years ago that the shadow government was developed, and it was because of the rise of Protestantism that the Antichrist shadow government was developed to overthrow true Christianity, which was asserting itself against the 1260 year, right? You know, in the last third of the Antichrist 1260 year reign, this Protestant or true Christianity reared its head and a tenth of the kingdom fell away immediately. So get this book for free. Go to my website, crosstheborder.org or nicholasarthur.wordpress.com. It is a WordPress blog. And there's a tab and the tab says free ebook. Okay. So when you click on that free ebook tab, it'll show the rapture will be canceled. On the right hand side, you can see the other books that we're offering. So, follow these simple instructions here. Three things I guess you have to do. Share the page. And there's some share buttons down here somewhere. Here they are right here. And then comment below when completed. And I will send you a PDF or EPUB. So you have to subscribe to the blog too. You'll see a little follow button will come up, or right here up in the upper left hand corner, there's a follow button to follow or subscribe to the blog. If you want When the Third Temple is Built, all you got to do is ask for that and I'll send it to you absolutely free in a PDF. That way you can read it for yourself. I've sent probably nearly 1,000 copies of this pocketbook edition for free to pastors and churches and all over the United States of America. I realize that most of them probably ended up in the trash, but hey, that's on them. But I was hoping I could at least pique some interest, but people are very, very indoctrinated into dispensational futurism and unwilling to accept anything else. Seriously. Anyway, in the next hour, I'm going to start going through book 15, and it's titled The Jesuits. I should just rename it The Shadow Government. And I think I'm going to call this series The Shadow Government Works for the Antichrist. Yeah. So we're going to start that series, The Shadow Government Works for the Antichrist, in the next hour. So you're going to want to start out with us and stick around for the whole thing. First chapter is on the founder of this order that works under the Antichrist, the order called the Society of Jesus. And of course, we're speaking of Ignatius Loyola. So definitely want to stick around for that. Very telling when you go through this series and that I've been going through on my own time, of course. So I think, man, I just have to let people know that the true shadow government is out there. And you know, when I think about and I see how the shadow government works, and I realize it's too big for me on the temporal realm. It's going to stand until Christ returns and casts the beast and its image and the dragon. The whole thing is going to be cast into the lake of fire when Christ returns. Until then, we have to live with it. You know, it's like the seventh enumerated beast, Bible prophecy, and that is the earth beast, the two-horned earth beast, which has two horns, and one is like a lamb, and the other speaks like a dragon. And these two horns coexist throughout the existence of this beast. They seem to be equal. So probably, maybe, a place on earth where at least you have an even shot at surviving the final onslaught before Christ comes. And I think we're there. And I know this is a little different story than what a lot of the dispensationalists and people out who are there who try to tell you that Mystery Babylon is the United States. The United States is Mystery Babylon. But I'm here to say it isn't so, because that doesn't line up with Bible prophecy. Okay? Mystery Babylon, go to my website, and if you go to my homepage there at my website, you'll see it. You'll see the article that gives you an overview, and that's this one here. The Empire of the City, the Unholy Trinity that rules the world. Okay? That gives you an overview of how the shadow government has embedded itself in how it exists and rules the world today. And that is Mystery Babylon. That is the picture of Mystery Babylon as it exists today. Of course, Mystery Babylon is a picture. The only clue we have for Mystery Babylon and the image, and the image that is created by the second beast of the first beast, from chapter 13 of the Revelation, is if you have to go back to the image from Nebuchadnezzar's dream. And the image is in the entirety of all of the nations of the world. From Babylon, its head, and all of these nations still exist today, but they are all under the seven heads of Rome. That's right, of the last and final beast has incorporated every kingdom, every beast power before it. And I believe that's what another or a parallel meaning to the seven heads. And that parallel meaning I get from the scripture itself is just alluded to in the scripture, easily conjectured, if you want to use conjecture properly. But I see it that it's hinted through there. And, you know, to get information on that, you can get volume 3 of the Hori Apocalypticae. And, that's published at horiapocalypticae.wordpress.com. For anyone who wants to go there, go to volume 3 and read the entire volume. And, you won't find this outline in the original Hori Apocalypticae of 1865. Only in the updated Reformation Quincentennial Edition published by our publishing house here, Across the Border Publishing. But you can see here on the website, you can see, if you click on that, you can go to and get Volume 1 there. But speaking of Volume 3, if you want to get to where we're at today, it's outlined in Volume 3. And but you can read it, you can buy it, or you can read it. And if anyone wants to get the entire 4-volume set, email me, and or go to First Amendment Radio and give $100, and there's a place to say, would like the 4 volumes of the Hori Apocalypticae. This has been gone through with a fine-tooth comb. It has been updated from 1865 to 2018, because this was published in 2018. So we have in there the correct interpretation of things that E.B. Eliot couldn't see or understand in 1865, because a lot has happened since 1865. The further development of the shadow government that works for the Antichrist and all of the machinations of the one world monetary world reserve currency set up by the Antichrist bankers, by the Vatican bankers, to implement the numbering of every person on earth, all outlined there in that same volume. Okay. If you go to horiapocalyptike.wordpress.com, boy, that's a lot to type out, isn't it? I should put a link on my website to that. I think I'll do that. Yes, I don't have a fast link to it here, so. But anyway, you can do it. If you don't know how to spell horiapocalyptike, there it is. So it's horiapocalyptike.wordpress.com, and go to Volume 3. And you can read all about where we are today, okay? You can get a good clue from reading our other publications. But like I said, if anyone wants the copy, hardcover, we have both hardcover and softcover of the Horiapocalyptike, 4 volumes, and actually comes with 2 supplements. One supplement would be the History of Apocalyptic Interpretation, which was taken out of the appendix of chapter 4, a volume in itself of 260 pages, okay? But of course, if you don't want that, you don't have to pay for it. So that's why I took it out, because it's a standalone volume. And also The Last Prophecy, which is the abridgment of the Horiapocalyptike. It's kind of a condensed version in 30 lectures, so you might find that very interesting. So actually have all 6 volumes of E.B. Eliot's publications there in an updated, brought up to date 2018 form for the Horiapocalyptike. Okay? So if anyone's interested in that, you could, like I said, you can email me about that and say I'd like to get that, or just give $100 to First Amendment Radio and just mention would like the 4 volumes of the Horiapocalyptike. So, and you'll get the paperback. I believe that we could do the hardcover for $125. That's inflation for you. There's not much I can do about that. That's what it costs to reasonably cover those. It would cost you, they're $32 a piece. So you'd be paid over nearly $140, probably nearly $150 with shipping on those. And that's with 30% off on volume 1, 20% or 25% off on all those volumes from the list price of those publishings. Yeah. It's, inflation is a terrible thing, and it's going to be what the Antichrist, I believe, the Antichrist bankers is going to use to introduce the one world mark monetary system and to induct everyone. And anyone who will not go along will be thought of as an enemy of mankind. That's right. An enemy of mankind. An enemy of God, even. When you consider who is in head and who the shadow government works for. The shadow government works for the Antichrist. Okay, well, we need your support here at First Amendment Radio. We need a lot more money than we're getting in to continue our work here. Like I said, I work for practically nothing, you know. I mean, can you live on a couple $100 a month? Well, me and my family, and I have 2 dependents. I have a 17-year-old daughter who will be 18 at the end of this month. And she's doing a lot of the editing here, and she's also putting up the videos on YouTube and all of that, and learning to do more as we speak every day. So she works, I work very hard all the time in editing and publishing and studying and keeping everything working here at First Amendment Radio. So it's more than a full-time job. It's a 60-hour-a-week job at least. It's 10 hours a day, 6 days a week. That sounds like the biblical work week to me. If you pay attention to what Jesus was saying to people were working 12-hour days, 6 days a week. That's a lot. Yeah. So we'd like to keep it going. So consider supporting us here and your faithful support will keep doing this work, and hopefully we'll keep doing it in a bigger and better way to reach more people. Okay, we'll see you next hour when we take on this new series.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for missionary radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our Listen and Schedule pages on the Internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe, so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.